and daf lamed beis omed aleph on the top of the omed. Second line. Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer loy lamoishe rabbeinu bikeish oise malach laarek. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu that the Malach wanted to kill. Ela lo oisei tinik, shenema ki chasan domim atoli. Tzei urei mikori chosen, abi oimer zeha tinik. What does the Ran say? Abi oimer zeha tinik, shenase chosen al yidei bris. The Marshosa Shemachatnin Oisoi b'mitzvah Rishayne. Chitin, it seems, is means like a chibur. It became Merchubur to Shemachatnin Oisoi b'mitzvah Rishayne. Moshe Rabbeinu was married a few years already, so we wouldn't call him a choson, he'd be called a baal. So it is go. So the Pasuk is speaking about Bnei Shel Moshe. And the Marsha is Moira, then Elio is Moira. So if the Malach was Beileya Bnei Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, so why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu Malhem? Like this, if it was Moshe Rabbeinu that was Nivla, so he was unable to do anything, so Tzipora was Mal. Then Leo wants to say that the Gemara says a hoylech lishchet es pischay v'lomol es benoy. He found a meis mitzvah, so he's oisik b'meis mitzvah. So mitzvahs meis mitzvah is doiche mitzvahs mila. So he says the mitzvah v'atzolos klal Yisrael v'zicha doiche the mitzvah of mila. So it seems that he was potter from the mitzvah. Just had to tell someone what to do, but he wants to find out that he was potter. But it's, the horror is a gewaldike horror. Dorash Rab Yehuda bar Bizne b'shosh nischashel Moshe Rabbeinu min hamila bo af v'cheima ubaluhu. So these are midas, there's a midah of af and a midah of cheime ubaluhu, v'loi shayru mimenu elo raglov. Miyad v'atikach tzipoyre tzor v'atichos es olas b'no. Miyad v'yoref mimenu. V'yisei sho bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu lo hergo. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be ma'abed these two midas of af v'cheime. The Masha explains that he held he wasn't deserving of such an einish. So memele, so it wasn't miyodish alakadish bochu. So abola holgoch ashkem beholgoi. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshbon. And the Rabbein Shem told him shenema heref meyaf vaazayv chaimo. So that means that was a tzivui. That he shouldn't be Isaac and being ma'abed af v'cheima. V'yesh aimrim, others say, holgei l'cheima, shenema cheima ainli, v'ksiv ki yegertim imne af v'cheima, t'chei cheima havi, v'boi yiseima gundo d'cheima. Others are moire. I mean, this was a bitl mitzvah sasei. So why was there was a psan oynish amoshe rabbeinu? The Marsha Dachsma says either svivov nisara miyoid, or since they had a din of ben noyach, so as a rosan zuyim misosam. Let us see the Ran. The Ran says, "V'loishayre mimenu ella raglov, mokem hamila." כדכסיב ולאי אוסו רגלוב. דחסך מיר the ran means, this is a posik by Mephi Boishis, there's different pshat in Blay Osa Raglov, and Rashi says, Loshen Tikun Havora Seyo Shebein Raglov. So that means, L'cheir de Seyo Beis Ha'erve, he was not Mavir. So that's the, what the Ran seems to say, that's the same Loshen of Raglov. L'cheir, I didn't understand the Rashi in the Novi, L'cheir, one is over the Yilbash Geva Simlas Isha, if he's Mavir the Seyo Beis Ha'erve. So, what was Mephibosheth brought a riot? He was misabel on David because Loi Oso Es Raglov, he wasn't Mavir the Seyo Shebein Raglov. How are you allowed to do this? It could be, I saw in Yeredeya, the Tur brings down the Shitas Chabeinu Tamas Dafke, Begiluach, it's also Mimisparayim, it's Mutter. Then the Ramos says, Bamokim, Shemavira Moisei, Gam Ha'anoshim, Afilachatchilu Shori, so it's not called Atikun Noshim. Perhaps one of these two was Noig by Mephibosheth, and by napping Mavir the Seyo, so this was a Simen Avelis. Shenema heref meyafa zeif chayma kloyma kadish boch oyma loy sheyazvein alma reitza hoye lahogam shenema chayma einli alma nere gunda de chayma chayil shal chayma Tanya Rebbe Yoyma G'dayla Mila She'ein Lecha Mishne Sasik B'mitzviz Kavrom Avinu And with all these mitzvahs, he was zeiche to tmimus davke through mila. Shenem yisalech lefonai veheye yisomim ursi vet nobrisi beino beincha. Dover acher gedoyla mila sheshkula keneged kol ha-mitzvah shebetoiro shenem ki alpi ha-dvorim ha-eile Koras Hashem is a bris, so it seems that the bris is shokul, keneged dvor, kol dvor emeila. Koras itcha bris, so the answer is klam a bris, mila sheshkulo, kechol advor, nainu kol ha-mitzvahs. Dover acha, gdei lo mila, shil mole mila, lo iniskaimu, shemayim v'oret, shenemem le brisi, yoimum v'laylo, Ligi the Rabbi Lezer, Doma Rabbi Lezer, Gdeila Mil, Teira, it's going on Teira. Shil Molei Teira, Loinis Kaimu Shamayim Boretz. Shamayim Boretz would not have a kim, Shinemam, Loi Brisi, Yoimo Volai, Lachukei Shamayim Boretz, Loi Samti. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Bisho Shomolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lavrom Avinu, Is alech lefonei veyesomim, ochastoi ra'odo. So he was petrified, he was scared, he was trembling. Omar shemo yeshbi dovor megune. Kiven do omar loy ve'etno brisi beini uveinoch niskaro rodaita. I had a shtickel ha'ore, The Beis HaLevi, in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, he says, in the Inyan of Mitzvah Smila, there are two Inyonim. The Ha'or Le'humum Ba'odo, who B'mile Mafriden Es HaChasoren Mimeno. The Asor Es Ha'or Lo is a mum, is a chasoren in the person, and by taking it away, the Ha'or Lo is a mum and a chasoren. And by the Asura Sa'ola, so we are Mesa this Chesor. Vizehu, and he says, that Pshan HaMishneh, Me'usa Hi Ha'ola. Then he says, there's another Indian in Mila, V'yesh Bei Gamkein Ha'isofas Maila. A person becomes Nisala and Niskadish through Mila. Vizehu Sha'oma, and that's Pshan the Posik. His alech lefonai veyesomim, veetno brisi, beis dvorim. tamim b'loimum b'loitum es ha'olo. That's the Taich Tamim. You'll be zeiche tetmimis, tishleimis. Val yada yitaysev kdushe umayla deboye krisis bris. So he says in this pasuk, it says two in yonim. It says, verkehrt, there's a chesoren in ole, and that's ve'yetam, you'll become a tamim, you'll become a sholim. Now you have a pgam, you have a mum. And also, there's a maila vet labrisi. So the way the Beis Halevi says pshat in the pasuk, I don't understand how the Gemara flows. Bishar shamle HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu Salach Afoni Ve'yetami Echaste Ra'odam Hashem Yesh Bidov Megune Kivin shamle Vetna Brisi Beini Veincha Niskar Rodaito. According to the Beis Halevi, there is a Dov Megune, there is Musa Yehola, there is a Maila also. The Gemara, it would seem somehow from the Ve'etna's Brisi that shows that there is no Chesoron Bechlal in the Ola. I don't know how the Beis Halevi learned this Gemara. Vayoytze oysay achutze om alafonov ribayni shloilom istakalti b'mazel sheli ve'eini roi lohoylid be om alayitze mi itztagnino sheloch ein mazel b'Yisrael. Let us see the Ram. Zayn mitztagnine shalach, mi mishpat chochmas mazole shalach. That means, it's tagninus is a chochme. That's a gnine paroi. These were chachomim who were able to understand the mahalach hakechovim in pshat and these in yonim. So the Rebbein Shalom told him, this chochme does not apply to you. Because you're not under the memshala of the kechovim and the mazolis. We mentioned the goyin says pshat and posig. Meine mispala kechovim lechulam shem mesikra godol adineinu v'rav koyach. So the goyin says meine mispala kechovim lechulam shem mesikra, that each koichov is mashpia another koyach. There's chochme, there's ashiris, there's gvure, and if we have such a great multitude of koichovim, so these are the different koiches which the koichovim are mashpia. And each one is a bezundere shem, a bezundere tafkid, and the ashpa comes through the koichovim. And the Goyin says that is the reason why there were Oivdei Kechovim, because they were aware of this, that these Keiches come through the Kechovim. But Klal Yisrael says, Godol Adineinu V'Rav Koyach. That means that all the Keiches that are in the Kechovim, that the Sheirish of these Keiches come from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Hashpos through the Kechovim. But al koponim, there's a seder of mazolets, there's a seder of kechovim. And that's the seder hateva. And Avraham Avinu realized that al piderech hateva, he's not going to have children. So the Rebbeinu Shalom told him, vayetze oisei achutze, that ein mazol Yisrael, that you are not governed by darkei hateva. L'mayla min ha-teva. Ach, some I once saw b'shem Michtav Melio. He says that al pi derech ha-teva, Avraham Avinu was not supposed to have children. So b'emerson, so Klal Yisrael doesn't fit into the teva, because al pi derech ha-teva, we don't belong here. So the whole anhage of Klal Yisrael is l'mayla min ha-teva. He brings down that there was once an asife of Gdolei Yisrael. There was about an inyan of Hachzokas HaTeire, of the Kiyam HaYeshivas, and they were finding it very difficult how to be marzik the Yeshivas. And one person stood up and said, "Al pidech hateva, I don't see how the yeshivas can continue existing." So Rabbi Chaim Moshe said, "Our whole existence is not al pidech hateva. All of a sudden, you're looking al pidech hateva." Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, kolam metamim atzmoy akadosh baruch hu metamim imoy. If a person lives with tmimis, tamim tiya im Hashem alaykecha, so the Rabbi Nishalom is metamim with him. He has a similar hanhoge. Shenemar im choset is chasod im gvar tomim titamo. Omar Rabbi Yishaye, kolam metamim atzmoy, Shor imedesloi. Shenema gisalach lefonei veyeitomim ichsiva yiso la'av hamoin goy. So the Ran says, Shor imedesloi sha'ila ligdula. Omar Rabbi Levi kola menachesh loy nochosh. So the Ran says, "Kol manachesh loy nochesh, shanechoshim, aksomim roitvim achov, shenizik b'chol dover." If a person is oisik in nechoshim, aksomim, so memela they have a shlita over him. K'demrine bepek alvei psochim man de kopid kovdin lei, shenema ki loy nachash biyakid. The archaiches of Kishuv. Chazal tell us that, Adua Nikra Shmai Kishuv Shmakhishim Pamalya Shalmailo. There are archaiches that can be Mishana, the Seder of the Teva, the Lamailo Mina Teva. But this only affects a person who's also Menachish, who's Isaac and these in Yonim, so they have a shlita over him. Kol menachash loy nochosh, shenema ki loy nachash biyakev. So the Gemara understood that it's loy with avov, ki loy nachash biyakev, there'll be nachash biyakev also if he's a menachash. In fact, the Gemara of Abalamed Aleph Ksiv, it says, Loi nachash biyakev. Ela mishum mida keneged mida. So that's where they bring from the Dubna Magid. It says, Ki loi nachash biyakev. Not nechoshim. I mean, since by Yaakov, there's no union of nachash, Yaakov ishtam is the gather of a tomim, so that's why there'll be loi nachash biyakev. That means, we learn it out from the other way, he says, Miklal Heinata Shemei Alav. If since there's no union of Nechoshim B'yakev, then not Isaac and Nechoshim, so Mamel, that's why there's no Nachash. Spakant, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin brings down, in Nefesh HaChaim, this is the Loshen of Reb Chaim Voloshiner. He says, "Ube'emes u'inyin gadol u'skula niflo lahoser u'levatel me'olov kol dinim u'retzoynes acherim shlo yuchlo lishleg boy." A person is b'koyach. He me'mevatel all dinim and all retzoynes acherim that they should not have a shlita over him. Lo yaseu boi shum roishem klal. Sha'odam keveya belibay leimer haloy Hashem hu alekim amiti. Rabbi Nishlom is the Baal ha'koiches kulam ve'ein oid malvada yisbor shum koyach boilom. There's no other koyach boilom besides the Rabbi Nishloilom. V'chol ha'ilom is klal v'hakil molei rak achdusay ha'poshud yisbor shumay. There's ain't oid malvadoi. And therefore, mevatel beliboy bitul gomo. So in Mele, he's not scared, he's not impressed by any other koyach. Beine mashgiach klal al shum koyach berotzein ba'ilam. Umishabed umedapik temach shaftei rak la'adoin yochid boruchu. Ken yaspik hu yisboch biyodoi shememele yisbatlu miyolov kolakoyches boretzeini shaba'ilam. Shloyuchlu lifo loy shum dovo. That's what happened. That's from Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, who says in Nefesh HaChaim, he says, Pshat Negemor in Chulim, I forgot there was an Amoyre that was walking along in the street, and there was a woman that wanted to take Ofer Mitachas Raglov, and the purpose was to make Kishuv. So he's told he can do whatever you want, Ein Oid Movadik Siv. So that's Rabbi Chaim Volozhin that explains Pshat in this Gemorah, and if a person is not nispoil from all these koiches, nis mevatel beliboy these koiches, so there is no koyach that is bekoyach lahazi koiches. So that is this yesoid. Kloy nachash biyakov, that means if by Yaakov these inyonim have no chshivis, no importance by them, So they're above all these koiches. Toni ave berei der abzeire kol odom she'einei menachesh machnisem oisoi b'mechitze she'afilu malachei eshoreis en yecheilum likonis b'soicho. She'nema ki loy nachash b'yakeb loy kesem b'yisrael sledesi deram. So the Ram says, ka'eis Ya'omer le'yakev l'Yisrael ma'apol keil. Shemalachi ha'shoreis yishalu le'Yisrael ma'apol keil. Lufi shemitoich she'enon menachshin machnisin oisei le'mechitzu she'malachi ha'shoreis yechaylem likonis bo. That memele, so therefore the malachim will want to know What the Rabbeinu Shalom is saying, so my male will have to ask Klal Yisrael. V'nire be'einai, d'hochi nami mido k'neged mido. Shemitoir she'ino hoylech likhas nechoshim leida asidis. He's not choyker after asidis, ela boiteyach b'kodesh bo'uchu. So my male, he doesn't need any other yediyas. Whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom is, tamim tia Hashem alekecha, that means that a person should not clear what's going to be. He's in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's all he needs. Mishem hochi akadosh boch megal loy roze oilom sheinem gluyim lamalachei ashoris. That means if he puts himself tachas hashgachas Hashem, and all other yediyas and all other anhogis are not important to him, so memele he is zeiche to gaval the kekirub to the Rabbeinu Shloilom, which is lamaila from the malochim. Omer Rabbi Yabo, Omer Rabbi Lozo, mimnei ma'anena shavrom avinu v'nishtabdu bonov l'mitzchayim osayim ve'eser shonim, Neshaosa Angarye Betamide Chachomim. Shenema Vayorek Eschanichov Yelide Beisai. I'd like to elaborate a little on this Gemore. Let's see what the Ran says first. Shaosa Angarye Betamide Chachomim Sheilichon Lumuchom. Kedarsi vayorech eschanichov, tahainu b'nei odom shechinech l'toyra. The Maise, when Lot was captured, and he had to go out to Mulchome, and we have to understand there was a rizik in Mulchome, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, after they came at Beis, he was going against 2,600,000 people against him. As Isaac the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So they were Meirvike Bal Koiches. So he went into the Beis Medrash and he gave a patch on the Shtender, Rabbi Sai, we have to go to Mohammed. So it was Nenash. So what was the Chet? So the Maral says in Divrei Negidim, Sheloi Hoya Avram Boiteyach Bashem Legamri. There was missing Lofi Madrei Gosoi Bitochen Legamri Shrei Oso Angarye Betamidei Chachamim Velokchom Limulchomo Miyirosoi. Because there was a Yiri, he was afraid of 2,600,000 soldiers, he was afraid. Zokte Maral weiter. Ve'ilu lokach haroi lemulchome, if he would have taken those who are roi lemulchome, ein zechet shein seimchen ala nes. There's no such anhogi that a person should be seimach ala nes, fakert, a person is to be mishtadol pi derech hateva. Avolokach talmidei chachomim moire shoyoyore. But that, what he chose them, of all people, he chose them, that's the simni was yore, v'hoye loy liftoyach boyis borach, v'loy likach l'mulchoma asher ein roi likach. He shouldn't go and take to mulchoma those who are not roi to be taken. I'd like to, perhaps, elaborate on this nekuda a little. The Chazainish in the Munei Bitochen, when he speaks about the inyan of Bitochen, lefa'omim ha-Bitochen misnaged li-shtadlis v'oiser emtza'ayim. There's sometimes the midah bitochen is against the midah bishtadlis. Chazal amru ki ishtadlusoi shal Yosef HaTzadik levakesh misar hamashken vizkartani hoysa zilzul b'midas habitochen. Baruch agev ashiftach b'ashem ze Yosef. And there was a time on Yosef why he asked from the Sar HaMashkin. So he says like this. Yosef yoda shein atzalosa ituye b'ishtadlitz v'akul b'yad Hashem. This Yosef atzadik nu. Avu b'yoshen ischai v'odem b'pulos v'leilis mechanise. So this lochayra seems like an innocent action. Omno, it is one thing. Shelefi tchunas horahovim, lepona lohovim, the tchune of the mitzriyim, ein betivoy liskar ulehitiv. That's not their nature. They're mushchosim. They're not mative. Ein roi hamaisazet. So if you want ishtadlis, you're not mishtadl by a person that's not his line, that's not his way of life, he's not zoicher, he's not mated. Rak mitoch yish. No, if a person is miyuish, that means, so try anything. Ba miyuish oise kol ma sheyochel. Af bedvorim horechoikim mikol tayelis. Miyuyish, he'll try anything. Avol ein lebiteyach belebiteyach lasis kemay eile. Abal betochen should not have do what a miyuyish does. That means if it's ois gehalten, so then ishtadlus is mutter. Verkert ein soimchen ala neis. So that is what the Maral is saying over here. The Maral is saying that the zikha was no taina on Avraham Avinu, that he shouldn't go out single-handedly against the Dalad Malachim. But this is not the Eitzah. you hire soldiers, you do something, but not to be mevatel the base medrash. The bittul base medrash, that will bring the Yeshua. So that showed lefi madreigosoi there was a chesaron in betoch. There's a meiridike gemore in Mesechta Sanhedrin where we see ateichan advore magiyim. In Shmuel it says that after David HaMelech had the Nitzochen over Avshalom, and he was coming back already, and Klal Yisrael was in the midst of being Mekabalim again as Melech, so it says, all of a sudden, there was there an Ish B'liyal Sheva Ben Bichri, Aitoka Bashoifa Vayema in Lonu Chelik Bedovid Lainachla Beven Yisha Ishle Yahol of Yisrael. He made then a revolution. We don't need Malchus based David. Vayal Kol Ish Yisrael Me'ache David Achisheva Ben Bichri. He was successful. He made a Mirdikim Apech. But, so the Pasuk says later, Vayema David, Ata Yere Lonu Sheva Ben Bichri Min Avshalom. Sheva ben Bichri will make a greater mapecha than Avshalom did. Vayomer hamelech el amoso, hazekli is ish Yehuda shloishes yamin. He should go and he should gather from Shevet Yehuda. We have to go and have Muhammad with him or this, or else he's going to make a greater mapecha than Avshalom did. So the Pasuk says, Vayelech amoso lahazek es Yehuda, min hamoyin asher ya'odai. He didn't come back in 3 days. So the Gemara says, why didn't he come back? David the Melech is sending Amosa, why didn't he come back? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Dach Memtes, Ashkechinu, the Pesiach Lube Mesechte. He saw the Bnei Yehudas just sat down and started to learn. So Rashi says, Motzon sheyesukim b'mesechta, leirotza levatla. So we have a mirror de kalimad over here from Amosa. The meluche is reifiv, who knows what's going to happen. David HaMelech says, but ein oisin and gariyab tamidah chachomet, they sat down to learn already, so you can't be mevatla then. That was the asoga of Amosa. And the Maral says, what is the mide keneged mide? Lefikach nishtabdu bonov dalet meyeshane, sheyiru gvoroisov asheroso, ubaze yiknu emuna shleim. That means, tachsich mir, the Maral means, they were put into Mitzrayim, where Mitzrayim was a place that bishum oifen, you can't get out of Mitzrayim. Hapiderech ateva. The Mechilta says, the Yisri said, Ki hoitzi Hashem es Yisro mi Mitzrayim, magit sheshkule yitzis Mitzrayim, ki negad kol hanisim ugvure shosa kadish boruchu li Yisrael. That's him, to get out of Mitzrayim, it seems, was a impossibility. That was the biggest nest that were able to be taken out. They were put in Tamatziv, that they saw there was no eitzah how to help themselves. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was the only one, Ilai Heitzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Aviseinu Mitzrayim, so they would have been there further. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam took them out b'schus ha-Torah. Be'ezes chusem the golem, tabdu es alakim b'or hazeh. So they were shown that they could be put in matzovim, that they can't do anything. The only source of Yeshua is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and B'schus HaTorah. So perhaps this was the limud kineged the bittul angarye that Avraham Avinu was over lefi madreigosi. He held that he could bring about a Yeshua through bittul Talmud Torah, and therefore Bonov, if there was al kaponim by him, there was such a pagam. So they needed, it should be embedded in them, such a limud. And דרן סשיף לה מידוי סוף שהיר בו להרר על מידוי סוף של הקדוש ברוך היפריז ויתר והיפקר שנאמר במאי דוקי ירושנו רבי יוחנן אומר שהיפריש בני אודם מליקונו הסתחס כנפי השכינה that he was meineya b'nei odom likonis tachas kamfei eshchine, shenema, melech zdoim etzeh ten li yanefesh v'ruchush kachloch, and he listened to him. Shenema ten li yanefesh, so the Ran says, v'avrom avinu nosnum loy, b'ilu ikvon la'atzmoy ho yemachnisan tachas kamfei eshchine. That means, me'iker adin, this was Shlal Milchome. They belonged to him. He should have kept them to be machnis them tachas kanfei Hashchina. The Maral says, what was the Mide Keneged Mide? The Maral says, Kovid Lashem Yisborech Shegeirim Boim Lizgayer Lahamin Bayisborach. This is Kvoit Shemayim. There should be more Geirim, more Maminim. Vohu his Atzel. And Avram Avinu, Lefim Adregosoi, it was Misatzel. I felt the his Atzel is like this, because with Melech Stoim, if you want to, he was such a person who would be, if he says Tenli Yanefesh, so Memele, to fight with him, not the Nefesh, it would be Mustafa to be a big Mulcham, take the Nefesh, finish, I don't want anything to do with you. Ulefichoch nishtab de bonov, va'acha kach yotzu benisim v'niflois, this is the Loshna Maral, at shegeirim harbe bol is gaya lahamin boy. So Memele, the geirim, the maminim, which should have come out, through the nefesh, so came out later through Yetzias Mitzrayim. K'moi v'yishma Yisroi v'chein berochav hazoino, and Bemisn that's how Rashi says Pshat Nishir Hashirim Shemen Turak Shemecha Alken Alom Yisayivucha, when it became nisparsem, just like when Shemen is poured from one keli to another keli, the Yisreicha Noidev, everyone smells it, everyone knows about it. So the same thing is to the Dinisei Mitzrayim Alom Yisayivucha Yisrael Rocha Vazayne. So that's the Mide Keneged Mide. It says further in the Posik, by Yorek Eschanichov Yulidei Beisoy. Rav Omar Shehoirikon Betoire Shmuel Omar Shehoirikon Bezov. Let us see the Ram. Sheirikon betoire, zirzon betoire. He was mezarez them betoire. Now I think the Ram means, Rashi in Chumash says, Vayorek es chanichov kitagumoi, bezirez, the Loshen Kli Zayin. That means the Kli Zayin that Chanichov Yelidei Beisei had for this Muhammad was Torah. That was their Kli Zayin. That's how they were Yoytzei LeMuhammad. I'd like to mention there's a Meiridike Targum in Shir Hashirim. In Targum Shir Hashirim, speaking about the Muhammad, B'Shas HaYevonim, and it says there were so many Malchiyas that were going to fight them, B'nei Esau, B'nei Yishmoel, and there was Shreklach. V'Oysa Shah, so the B'nei Yisrael went out against them, Va'achidu le'eraise va'osku bepizgomei eraise. So he states in Targum Shir Hashirim. It seems when they went out to Mulchama, there was no battle strategy. They were Dovuk in Torah. That's what we say in the Alanisim, V'zeidim b'yad oiske seira secha. That means, what were they oisik? B'shas maise. What were they doing? In the middle of the Mechama, it was b'yad oiske seira secha. They were dovok in Torah. So I think that's what the Ran means. V'zirza, zirzon b'Torah. He was mezarez them b'Torah. That was the Kli Zion. That was how they went out to have Mulchama. Tachsich Meramoso was killed in the middle of the Mulchama. He was asked, how you make a chalitza, Tachsich Mer. In the middle of the Mulchama, I think Yoyev killed him. So once heard from Rabbi Yankim, he asked him how a certain din until his chalitz, and he bent down, he was caught off guard, and he killed him. So once heard from the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yankim, he said, why didn't he chap? For still, in the middle of Mulchama, he asks him a shayla chalitz. He says, there's nothing to chap. Now, what else did he do in the middle of Mulchama? I mean, they were always again tired. There's a shayla, along the shayla, Adarabe. That's what the Mulchama was all about. Zilzan b'Torah. This is the Kli Zion of Klal Yisrael. Loshen Acher, Heirikon min haTorah. Loshen Baber Reik Shosa ben Angari. He closed the base medrash. He made them Reik min haTorah, and that's one of the Tamim. He was Nenish. Heirikon b'Zo. Kedersi birakcha chorutz b'haynu zov kloima shenoslam zov harbe kedei sheyelchu. This is another pshat that they didn't want to go. So memele through zov harbe he convinced them that they should go. V'omar it's a shmeina also shloish meis. Omar Abami Barabe Eliezer Kineged Kulam. That Eliezer was Shokul Kineged Kulam. My Shvogam at the time, maybe as Chanich of Yilide Beis, it was speaking about two Sugim, speaking about Eliezer and the Yilide Beis. So Eliezer was Shokul Kineged Yilide Beis. Maybe that's Pshat. Eliezer connected kula. Mika dama Eliezer, the chush b'nei achi havi shin yud ches. Va'omar rabami barabe ben gimul shonim hikir Avrom es boire. Avrom Avinu was 3 years old when he was makir the boire yoylom, shenema eikev asher shoma Avrom b'kaili, chush b'nei meyo v'shivin utrein. That means, and Avram Avinu lived 175 years. So the Asher Shoma Avram Bekeili was Kiminyan Ekev. Zok Teran, Shnema Ekev Asher Shoma, Kiminyan Ekev Shoma. Vavrom Cho Yekuf Ayin Hei, Nimtso Sheben Sholosh Ikir Esboire. Va'oma Romi Barabe Hasoten, B'chush b'nei t'las meyo v'shitin v'arbo. Hasotn, agavurche de ma'arsho, izmoire, l'chere, mat hasotn, the sotn, why do you have to give him a hey, I but the posik calls him k'seid of yove yasotn, so me'mele, so why says that's what he's called, hasotn. B'chush b'nei t'las meyo v'shitin v'arbo. Asotn bechush benet lasmei v'shitin v'abo havu v'moys achame shin samachay imkein ikechad yoyme delesle reshuse lemistan dahainu yoyma kippur. There's one day in the year it doesn't have a koyach to be mastered. That's Yom Kippur. My shvaga was Moira, why do we cheshbin speaking about Yom Kippur, why do we cheshbon with the solar year? Why do we cheshbon with the lunar years? The Yom Kippur ketoch not with the Shin Samach Hayyim. About Kaponim, it's going that one day in the year, he's not mastin. Now, we have to understand that the Satan doesn't have a day off on Yom Kippur. The Gemara Mesechta Shuma tells us Akerta was in the daughter of Achsimid, there were a lot of Averis, and Aram Arosis, that were Nival, Leil Yom Kippurim. Now, Pshat is, Mara says, Mesechta is Boba Basra, who are Yetzahore, who are Sotan, who are Malach Amovis. Yered Umate, Oilo Mastin, then Yered Venoitel Neshama. That means he has a threefold job. First he's Mate, the Bnei Odom, and then he's Oilo Lamailo, and he's Mastin, he's Makatrik. And then the Chmonas, if he's successful, so then it's Yered Venoitel Neshama, who Malach Amovis. So it seems the first thing and the last thing that he does Yom Kippur also, that there's no day off. But the Mastin, Lesrei Reshus Lemista, it seems on Yom Kippur, he's Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael, he's not Mekatrig on Klal Yisrael Yom Kippur. I remember a good Ha'ore, Rabbi Yaakov Berg was once Moira, that if Yom Kippur, he's not Mastin, so in the Tvila of the Shatz on Yom Kippur and Hinini, he says, V'sigar besotn l'var yastineini. So l'chayri Yom Kippur, one shouldn't say this, because the Pula of the Sotn is not Mastin on Yom Kippur. Let us see the Gemara further. The V'om Arami Barabe, Siv Avram, or Siv Avroh. V'tchila imlicha kadosh baruch hu al mosayim va'arboim u'shloisha ivorim. Le'besayif imlicha, after the mila, that's what it's called Avram. Al mosayim va'arboim u'shmoina ivorim. Another five ivorim. Elu hein shtei einayim u'shtei oznayim v'roish agviyah. Let us see what their answers. Shtei einayim u'shtei oznayim. Shebetchilah imlicha kadosh baruch hu al avorov sheheim bershusoi lizoyer me'avera. That Avram Avinu was in control of all these avorim, that he was nizor me'avera. Avol einov vo'oznov shalodom einom bershusoi. But the einayim and oznayim are not bershusoi. Shrei al kolcho yire be'einov ube'oznov yishma. Ule besoif kshenimel imlicha yakodish bolcho afilu al eilo shelo yistakel velo yishma ki im dvar mitzvah. That he only saw and he only heard a dvar mitzvah. Could be, I mean, this is a big jump. This is a, like this. These, the other Yevorim, it could be Nizor Me'aveira. But a Nayim and does Nayim, Al Kol Choy Yire V'Yishma. So what does Al Kol Choy means? That here he can't be Nizor Me'aveira. Now, we would say that through the Mila he was Zoyche, that he could be Nizor Me'aveira. And these, that was the Shlita, that was the Himlichoi. So it says, no, Ki Im Dvar Mitzvah. It could be, how do we know to jump so far? I saw in Teferis seen, the Rosh HaGviya was, the Shimush of the Rosh HaGviya would only be the Dvar Mitzvah. So it could be these other Eivorim or Dumya de la Rosh HaGviya only with Dvar Mitzvah. I remember Rabbi Sochaim Zechen Lavroche used to say, Imru lefone malchi yeshetam lichuni aleichem, that we should be mamlech the Rabbein Shalom on our on our Eivorim. So he used to say, what's called Tamlichuni? How did Avraham Avinu look before the Bris Milah? At Yadati Kishi Yifas Marat. He never looked at Tzoret. So that was before he was a Moilech al Einov. But that's not called Malchus. Malchus was Shlo Yistakel v'lo Yishma kim dvar mitzvah reish agviye shenimer. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Va'oma Rami bara b'maider siv. Ir ktano Vanoshim bo maat. Ir ktane ze haguf. Vanoshim bo maat eilu eivor. Uboi leo melech godul vesiva boiso. Ze yetzer horo. Ubono oleho mitsudim vecharomim. Eilu avoinis. It means the avoinis that the person was nichshalin. Ziza metzudim vacharomim, then there's avera gereres avera. That's already these metzudim vacharomim, it's moishachim to more averas. Umotza bo ish miskein vachochom. Ze yetzer toif. Umilei tu aseir vachochmosa izu tshuva emaisin toif. Vaodom loizochar aseisha miskein ahu. The person doesn't think about this ish miskein who is so mutzlach that the chachmosei could be memalat the year, the bishas yetzer haro less the mitkalei le yetzer toiv. Rabitzel Peterberger in Koich ve'oyer says amoyre de kezach. He says we see this amoyre de kechilik between the Yetzer Hor and the Yetzer Toiv. He says, Agavuche, it would seem that the Yetzer Toiv is just as strong or stronger than the Yetzer Hor. Akert, this Ish Miskein V'chocham Amilei Tu Asir, the Yetzer Toiv. That means all the Tachbulos of the Yetzer Hor, the Melech Zokin Aksil, this Melech Godel, the Ish Miskin can take care of. He says, but we see Lamaise, by most people, we don't see the, so, why isn't the Yetzer Toiv Mizgaber over the Yetzer Hora? So he says, so in this Posek tells us Asod, there's a Gewaldike Chilik between the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer Hora. The Yetzer Hora does not need an invitation, does not need to be found, he comes. Ubo eileo melech godel. He comes, without an invitation, he comes. The yetzer toiv umotza bo. He found, what said he found? That means the yetzer toiv, without looking for him, without being mishtadol, he's nirda. He says, the Gemara says, rigzu vi'al techeto, lo oilom yargiz odom yetzer toiv al yetzer horo. So you have to be malgiz the yetzer toiv. That means you have to work with the yetzer toiv. You have to be malgiz the yetzer toiv. Without that, the yetzer horo is done. The yetzer toiv is nirdam. You have to be malgiz the yetzer toiv. If you do that, then the ish miskein v'chocham could be misgaber over the Melech Godel. Hachochme tois lachochom meyasoro shelitim. Hachochem tois lachochom zuchuva maisim toivim meyasoro shelitim shtei einayim, shtei oznayim, shtei yodayim, shtei raglayim v'roshe hagviye uper. Zot deran masor shlitim sheltim ba'odom. Sheroiv maisei ha'odom nasim al yedeyem. But a person could have more ois, more koyach, more gvure through chochme than through all these asor shlit. אמר רב זכריה משום רבי שמואל, ביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא להוציא כהונה משם. רבנו שלום מנתה תביא מייצי כהונה משם, שנאמר בו כהן לקהל עליון. כיוון שהקדם ברכס אברום לברכס עמוקה. He first gave a ברכה את אברום אבינו רנטה לרבנו שלום. הוציאו מאברום. So that is why the Rabbi Shalom took away Kohune from Shem and gave it to Avram. Shenema v'yivorcheyu v'ayoyma Boruch Avram lekel elyon kainei shamayim v'oretz u'boruch kel elyon. So first he gave a broche to Avram and then he gave a broche lekel elyon. Oma le'avrohom v'chi magdimim birchas eved le'birchas raboy. I mean, what's the Seder? Lefichoch Eitzio Me'avro. Shenema, it says in the Posek, Nu'uma Hashem La'adoini. This is a capital in Tillon that David said about Avrom Avinu. Nu'uma Hashem La'adoini Shev Limini. Limini, the Mephoshim says, Anhogenisis. Ad oshis oivecho hadoim l'raglecho u'basreksiv nishba Hashem v'lo yinochem ato koyen l'oilom al divrosi malki tzedek al diburi shal malki tzedek v'haynu d'chsiv hu koyen l'kel elyoin hu koyen v'ein zaroi koyen. Zog teran u'malki tzedek הוא שם בנויח, לפי כך הציעו מאברום. ואף על פי שאברום מזרי של שם. לא יזוכי בקונה מחמא שם, אלא מחמא זה עצמו. היינו דמרינן, הוא כהן ואין זרי כהן. כלומר, שלא יזוכו זרי בקונה מחמא סוי. ושמוכו ניטלו מכל שער זרי של שם, ונוסנו לאברום. נאום השם לאדוני, דוד הוא דקומה. דנאום השם אויה לאדוני, דהיינו אברום. שב לימיני, שיבטיחוי במלחמס אבס מלוחם שישב לימין השם. כלומר שיהיה לושיס, בשבעזרי לושיס אויבוב הדוים רגלו. סיבה הוא מזמר, עתו כהן לאילום.